Case number 13098, Linda Creed seeks variances from the separation distance, side yard setback, and lot coverage requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-82, 115-172, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of Sierra Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19777 Sierra Avenue, Lot B7 in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 4575. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 34 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 189.34 square foot variance over the 35% maximum allowable lot coverage, a 2.5 foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed deck, a 3.8 foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed storage addition and mobile home on lot 5, a 4.5 foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the shed on lot 5.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Hi.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Hold on, you. I think you accidentally you hit the button and it popped off. You don't have to hold it. You
there
just
you
have
go.
To hit it once and then it stays.
Okay. Linda Creed, 19777 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19771.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And before we get started, board members, I know Mr. Kingery's new meeting, Dr. Hitchens recently appointed. This deals with Sierra Mobile Home Park, and we have a memo that is in your packet as well that gives a little history about Sierra Village, because it has some it has a bit of a history to it, and that gives you a little flavor for that. We occasionally will get applications from the owner of the park, typically coming in to putting in a new home. There had been a blanket variance granted for this community back in, I think, 2007 that allowed for existing structures to remain, but would require any new structures that needed a variance that did not meet separation distance requirements, they would have to come to the board for a variance. So wanted to make sure that you had that so that it was in your that information was available to you. I know we've had these come up in the past, so I just wanted to give the little background on that. I don't know if that raises any questions, but certainly myself and staff are able to answer those. But I also know Ms. Creed, it's her application. I want to give her a chance to present as well.
You have the floor.
So as Mr. Sharp said, originally a lot of the homes in the area have had their variances automatically grandfathered in. Because we're new and because it's new management, they've kind of changed the operation there. And we are in a very small mobile home, and we just like to build onto it a little bit to give us some more storage area. Right now there is a porch that's in the front, and what we would like to do is just square off that porch and go to the back of the building. So it's still on our property, but I believe it sticks over, not our property line, but the dotted line that is supposed to be the distance from the property line.
In your application, there are 5 criteria. Do you have the application with you? Do you mind going through those five criteria for us, please?
Sure. So, uniqueness of property. I said our property is in an angle that does not allow us to place any type of storage in the back of the building, since we would be encroaching on neighboring properties that have been here since before setbacks were put in place. So we're looking to add a storage area where it would most benefit our property and the surrounding property. Cannot otherwise be developed. As mentioned above, due to an inability to add any type of structure to the back of the property, we are looking to add to the side of the existing structure to connect to the existing porch. We are also looking to add a lean-to shed to the side to house a motorcycle which is used for transportation and extend the driveway to make it safe to drive the motorcycle to keep it in the shed. Number three, not created by the applicant. We have not created any difficulty, and we are just trying to create a logical solution to an area that has very, very limited storage and livability for full-time residents, which is our plan. Four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We are not planning on doing anything to upset or disturb the character of the community and are only planning to upgrade our home as well as maintaining the integrity of the neighborhood. Minimum variance. We are seeking the minimum variance which will allow us to make the most aesthetical improvements to our home and give us the most practical way to increase our storage area while still maintaining the integrity of the existing structure and the structures around us.
Thank you.
So we're very new there, and we have briefly met our neighbors. I didn't realize that any letters had to be in prior to today. Many of our neighbors have stopped to look at our house because we've done so much improvements to it already and made it just so much nicer than it was, and have told us that they are in full favor of us doing any other improvements.
Are there any questions from the board?
The mobile park in general, the owners of the mobile park, are they in favor of you?
Yes, they had to sign off in order for us to come here. So before we can even apply for a variance, they had to sign off, and they did that. So they're aware of what we're doing. They've been by the house, and they signed off, but no problem.
There's a proposed addition and then a proposed shed, too. Am I looking at that right?
So as it stands right now, the area that's behind the porch is basically weeds. I mean, there's nothing there. There's just a bunch of weeds, and it would require us, you know, keeping that down, obviously. But we're looking to put a structure there, and we're looking to plant flowers around it and just have it a nicer looking area.
Ms. Bennett, who signed to agree to this, your setup, has been in here before, and she knows. She does a very good job of keeping everything in the building envelope,
mm-hmm.
which you have most of that in the building envelope, except for the proposed deck. Was there any thoughts of turning that sideways and maybe wrapping it into the screen porch to make it less of, or not needing a variance on that side?
Not if we want to live there full time. You know, it's a very small place. There's barely enough room for two people to live there, and we'd like to keep the porch. So we really didn't want to have that become part of our storage space. You know, we were looking to have another area. You know, we just started moving furniture in, and like I said, it's very small. So we're trying to do the best we can with the land that we have there. I can show you some pictures of what we've done so far. It has nothing to do with the extended area that we want, but originally when we bought the place, it was a flat roof. We added an A-frame roof. We put new doors in the front. We've painted. We put new siding. We've done a lot of work. We've spent a lot of money, and we just want to be able to live here full time.
Understand that. But the question was, did you put any thought into making the deck smaller or moving the deck over to keep it in the building restriction line?
We'd be willing to do without the lean-to shed if that was something that, you know, we weren't able to do. But we just think aesthetically it would look best if it just squared off the building. I don't think it would look right any other way.
I understand that you're coming here and asking for the same things that a lot of the people who have come here and asked the same things for, keeping it within the building restriction line, knowing that you have, and you, I just want to make a statement, and I want to see if you would agree with it. Would you say and state that the most of your separation distance that you have on this, especially on the left-hand side, is created by the placement of the existing homes of your neighbors, meaning where they are on their property line. I see an air conditioning unit over the property line.
Right.
You would say that squeezed your how far you can build and what you could build even closer. Is that
right? And we've talked to our neighbors about that. We didn't even know that, to be honest with you. We spoke to our neighbors on the, I guess you say left, but I was thinking the right if we're in the house, but on the left side, we've spoken to them about the air conditioning, and it is on our property line. As a matter of fact, their property, a lot of their stuff is on our property line, which kind of encroaches on us, but because they're already grandfathered in, it affects our space. They don't have a problem. I wish that I knew that we had to get the letters in earlier, but at any rate, they don't have a problem with us building there. They absolutely are okay with that. We told them we're okay with the air conditioning. I mean, technically, we could ask them to move it, but we're not going to do that. And our neighbor on the other side, they're very close to us. We've actually talked to them about doing a community garden between the two homes since they're so close.
What's the square footage of your existing home?
About 1,200 square feet.
What's the square footage of your proposed storage additions and the proposed deck?
Another 280 square feet, I believe.
For the storage? What about the deck is probably close to 200?
The deck is, we're looking to do the width of the home, which is, I believe, 12 feet. And then we were looking to come out about 15 feet, 15 to 16 feet.
16, you have 11.9
right.
by 16.
Right.
190.4 square feet.
We have we had put in French doors in the front of the home with the hope that we would have the deck there, and you know, it would be the French doors going into the kitchen as opposed to walking through the porch to get into the house.
Okay, thank you. The rest of the board and Mr. Sharp, I'm sure, will have some questions.
Okay.
The proposed storage addition looks like it has a set of steps that's going into the structure in the rear.
We would take those out.
So will there be, my question then would be, will there be steps somewhere along on the outside of the storage structure to get into the?
Well, we know that we have to have some kind of easement, so we were planning on putting window instead of the doors. And from what I understand, the easement has to be, or the window has to be, at least 4 foot by 2 foot. So we would put whatever we have to put there.
Would that then limit you to just one access point?
No, because we have an access from the porch and we have an access from the front.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If I may, one question I have off of Mr. Lovengood's question. One of the things the site plan should show the location of steps. And your neighbors, we show where their steps are. And if you're taking the steps off of the northeast side of the house, you're taking those away. Are there steps that are going to project out to give access to the addition in the porch or the deck? Because I see no steps into this house.
So I can show you a picture. When you walk into the front of the house, there's not steps going up, but there's patio pavers. It's flat, it's level. So the porch is level.
Level with the ground?
Level to the ground, yes. So the porch is level, the kitchen is raised, and that's where we put the French doors. And that would be, if we had the deck out front, you would have steps coming off the deck going
to
the driveway.
Where are those steps gonna be? Because we have to know where those are to make sure that those don't need a variance.
So if you look at the picture, there's steps going up to the deck right there. And then the porch to the left of the house has, it's just flat ground.
Well, that will also affect the lot coverage calculation as well as to where those steps are, because they're going to take up additional space beyond what your site plan shows. And any other steps would as well.
What if we put the steps on the side as opposed to the
front? Wouldn't matter. Talking lot coverage. Lot coverage is how much stuff you have covering the lot. And you need a variance for that because what you've proposed exceeds the maximum threshold.
Okay.
So there's a variance. It's one of the things that Ms. Norwood cited was 189 square foot variance for that. So that's why I'm curious as to exactly where they are, the size of them, because we want to make sure that what you're proposing, one, the board understands it, and two, if it was approved, that you wouldn't have to come back because it later was found to be we needed something else, which we have sometimes that comes up.
I mean, we as far as steps go, we're not looking to have a big staircase. It's not very high. So we would put in the minimum space that we have to have steps to get up to the deck. Ideally, we would like to be able to walk in through those French doors, which goes directly into the kitchen, or through the porch.
Looks like one step into the deck. Am I looking at that picture correctly?
There probably would be maybe a few steps. I don't think that one step would cover it. I think that it might be higher if it was to meet, you know, the guidelines.
Mr. Sharp, actually, we can subtract open unenclosed landings and steps are not calculated as part of the lot.
Okay, we can cover, we can avoid that.
Correct.
Okay. Then we just need to make sure that those don't need a, and I'm guessing by looking at it, if they're coming off the front of the deck, that they would not need the front yard setback, and it would appear that they would not need a separation distance variance either.
Right. Yeah, I was looking at the survey she submitted. I think that someone drew on in a pen, not that there's, is there another drawing? I think that's where they're indicating this. Well, I don't see it on that way. I think right there, someone indicated that could be the one single step that's gonna be shown.
So that's gonna be the only
step. So it's within the setback and separation.
Okay, so that's the only steps into the house then, correct?
Yes. Yes.
All right, that's helpful. I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, those would be the only steps into the house. The other way to get into the house would be on flat ground. When you pull into the driveway, there are cement pavers that go into the porch.
But no steps.
No steps, okay. No.
I'm sure, I have some other questions, but I don't know if the board has anything else. I know I jumped in there.
Does your paved drive go to the screened-in porch now? Is that where that stops?
So if you can go back to the other picture. So the picture's off. I mean, it's AI. You know, AI's not perfect. But there's a driveway, and the driveway stops on the side of the porch. So right now, up until 2 days ago, there was tiny little river rocks, and I dug them all out because they get into the house, and we just put mulch in there, and now there's like paving stone. Well, there were paving stones anyway in the river rock, but so basically your driveway is here, and then it goes like that, like a little half circle.
So it's not paved. It's not paved.
To get into the porch? No, it's not paved.
But the actual driveway, is it paved?
The actual driveway is paved. The actual driveway is blacktop.
And would you blacktop the extension if granted? Is that? Is the proposed drive extension?
Oh, well, the driveway, right. If we were able to get the lean-to shed, then we would put the driveway all the way up to the lean-to shed so it was consistent.
Okay.
We would just continue the blacktop up to that.
But then that is the question. So you would blacktop that, or would it be stone or some other?
No, we would continue the blacktop so that it didn't separate from the driveway and just go straight up to the lean-to.
Questions from the board? Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have several.
How old is this house?
I believe it is 69, I want to say. I'm not sure exactly. The woman we bought it from, we didn't get a lot of information from her. She was being evicted from the mobile home, so she didn't provide a lot of information to us.
I see that you acquired the property last December.
Yes.
One of the things that an applicant, when coming before this board, has to demonstrate is that the variances requested are the minimum to afford relief, and the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. And what I understand from your testimony and what we've got in the application is that currently there is a dwelling and there's a screen porch off of that dwelling. Is that correct?
Correct.
And now you're seeking to add an additional addition, a lean-to shed, and a deck.
Correct.
And we need variances for all of those structures.
I guess so. This is all new to us, so.
I understand. Is there a reason why those structures are needed for you to be able to reasonably use the property?
Well, as I said, we can barely fit in the home with two of us. With all of ourself, we're coming from a big home.
Wouldn't the property have only had that prior to you acquiring the property? Would it have, somebody else was living there with just the?
No, actually she wasn't.
Okay.
She was renting it out illegally to people per night. She wasn't living there. She, from what I understand, she was just charging people to spend nights there. So they weren't really living there.
This lean-to that you're referring to, the shed, is it going to be attached to the dwelling, or is it?
Yes.
Okay, so then that's going to change the context of the variances, because it is not an accessory structure at that point. It's a continuation of of what you're proposing. So that's going to change some of our calculations, right, Ms. Norwood?
Yes, we'd have to change the request for. I stated there was a 10-foot separation between shed.
So it would be 20
to 20.
What that means is if you have an accessory structure, the separation distance requirements in your community are 10 feet from other accessory structures.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lesser setback. But because this one is going to be attached to the dwelling, it is no longer considered an accessory structure. It's an extension of the main dwelling, whether
okay.
You want to call it a lean-to or an addition or what have you. So because of that, that separation distance is 20 feet. That's where we're getting that clarification. So I just want you to understand the lingo we're talking about.
It doesn't have to be. It was just, we thought that, in speaking to the contractor, he thought it would be easier just to include that as, to put up a wall here and then put up, a lean-to from there. If we had to get a shed, we would get a shed, but we just thought this would be nicer and would be more continuous with the house, because we would side it to match everything else.
I understand that. One of the things that the law supposes is that, or requires, is that there's a difference between a want and a need.
Right.
And this is it has to be a need.
Well, the need is, like I said, we own a motorcycle that we use for transportation. So that's,
Is there a reason why you couldn't carve out some of that space out of this addition area or where this deck is proposed to be?
And park a motorcycle in front of my house? I'm confused.
I'm asking you.
No, I'm just asking what you're proposing, because
I'm not proposing anything,
okay.
Ma'am. What I'm saying is you have a property here that you're looking
right.
to overdevelop by 189 square feet,
okay.
And we need multiple variances. It is your burden to demonstrate it is the minimum variance to afford relief, and one of those requirements is that if you can do with less, you are required to do with less.
Right.
So what I'm asking you is did you look at whether or not you were able to have an area for your motorcycle that would have coverage for it that was within these areas that you're also proposing to do additions to?
Well, I mean, as far as putting it in the front of the house, I don't think the neighborhood wants a motorcycle in front, you know, you can't have a shed in front of the house. They don't want a shed in front of the house, and they would not want us riding a motorcycle across the front lawn into, you know, that shed. As far as the side, you still would need a way to get back there, because otherwise you're going to have dirt and mud and everything else that you're going to be dragging into the home. So, you know, in talking to the contractor and talking to the surveyor and talking to everybody and talking to Amy, this seemed like the best option. And, you know, as far as the motorcycle goes, it is a form of transportation. We do use it as a form of transportation. So, you know, if you're asking for necessity, well, then it's a form of transportation
I guess my question is, the area, I mean, this addition is rather large.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly half the size of the dwelling being added onto it, the existing dwelling, I should say.
Right.
And the area that you have for this proposed shed, would it not be able to fit in some of that footprint that we currently have? And if not, why could it not?
I wouldn't be able to answer that honestly. I'm not a contractor. I mean, I suppose. I don't know. I'd have to have my contractor here to answer that.
Okay, that's fine. You know, we would give you a chance to
address it. Yeah, I mean, if the shed is an issue, then that doesn't have to be an issue. I guess we could do without that and just park the motorcycle in the back of the house or something, you know. The problem is we can't put a shed in the back of the house because it goes over the property line. We thought the best solution was putting it on the side because it doesn't go over the property line. It goes over that setback a little bit. And we just thought that was the best way to minimize.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of the things in this community, we do have, you may notice the front yard setback is really limited. It's a very small front yard setback requirement as compared to other places where they're much larger.
Right.
And one of the things with mobile home communities, manufactured home parks, is that they do require a separation distance for some sort of buffer between units. So this community, we've seen where new homes coming in, we will sometimes see where they will get a variance because the other homes are so close. But it's when there's additions to those structures that particularly one that's already existing, that the board then has to take into consideration, because the addition of this will ultimately impact the neighbors as well, and you're going to have your dwelling be roughly 5.5 feet from the property line, which will impact if lot 5 ever gets redeveloped, if lot 6 ever gets redeveloped, lot 8 ever gets redeveloped. They're going to have that same thing, so there's a domino effect that we have to keep in mind as the board. So just so that you have a little background.
I understand. Like I said, if the lean-to shed is an issue, then, you know, the other part of it was not in our minds really affecting anything because it's just squaring off the property. I mean, right now, the structure is like an L, so it's like a backwards L. So we were just looking to fill in that other part of the L and just, you know, square it off. There's homes that are around us. I mean, there's our neighbors behind us that have three sheds that are right on top of our property and are definitely over the line. You know, fortunately for them, they were grandfathered in. Unfortunately for us.
Well, I think that was one of the issues that we had, and that's why the county in 2007 did the blanket variances, because there were a lot of that going on.
Right.
But the idea was that over time we could kind of address it with each property as they were.
Right.
One other question I did have before I forget the thought. I'm looking on here, and I don't see where there is an HVAC to this house. Is there one, or is there one proposed?
There is one. Again, I'm not a contractor, so I don't know how it operates. My husband might be better at giving that information.
Okay.
But we do have HVAC. And
do you know where it's located? And, sir, we can have you come up and be sworn in. I'm happy to have you do that. We just can't accept comments from the audience. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
It's Clifford Creed, 19777 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I know Jessica has put up, Ms. Iarussi has put up the plan there. Can you tell us where that HVAC is located?
Yeah, it's on the, if you're looking at the home from the street, it's on the right-hand side.
So it'd be on the south side of the house?
Right.
Do you know about how far that is, how large?
So, yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah,
much easier. So it is right about here.
All right, so we're right about at the edge of the existing dwelling, or
it's
right by that 16.6 line.
Right.
Okay. And is it a 3-foot HVAC, or is it how large is it?
It's about 3 foot, I believe. I mean, if I had to take a guess.
All right, so that one may extend over the property line if it's 3 feet, because it looks like.
I guess, okay, it's like.
Usually they're 3 feet. I mean, it's the standard C.
Not like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not one of the larger ones like our neighbors. They have the larger one.
And I'm guessing that's one that has been there prior to.
Yes, it's been there a while.
Okay. All right, it may, I don't know if it's been one that's been grandfathered in or not, Ms. Norwood, would you know?
I'm not sure about the AC, but the original home and the screen porch date back to the 1968.
Yeah, so those are structures that would be considered non-conforming, which is why we're not seeking variances for them. But I was just curious because, you know, these HVACs, I'm guessing there probably wasn't one in 69 when it was put in, but it was probably put in at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. You know, it was there when we bought the house. We haven't updated that at all.
I don't have any questions right now, but I'm sure the board may have some others. If not, thank you.
Any further questions from the board?
So you might answer this when we were talking about the steps. What's labeled the proposed storage addition? Is there an entrance? Because I'm a little confused about what makes it a storage addition as opposed to just an addition.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be an easement there because there legally has to be so, but putting stairs there would lead to extending that even further, and we weren't looking to do that, so we were just going to put the minimum window that we had to put there. I mean, there would
be... Is it going to be living space?
I'm sorry?
Is it living space or storage space?
Well, no, but it opens up the whole area. You know, it makes it a bigger area. Right now, we don't even have room to put anything in our closets that are existing there. We have two small bedrooms. We have one bedroom that the closet is 20, and I know this because we just put in shelves, 29 inches wide, and the other closet is about 70 inches wide. So for two adults, it's really not a lot of space.
You had stated that the proposed shed or lean-to, as it's been referred to, is something that you could live without. Is that true?
Well, we would have to get rid of our motorcycle, sure.
Well, I mean, as we've alluded to, I mean, we can't make decisions for you, but I mean, if the board was in favor of this proposed storage addition, I mean, you could make other modifications to be able to house your motorcycle somewhere there.
Right.
I mean, at this time, would the proposed shed or lean-to be something that you would be willing to do without?
Yes, we would be flexible with that.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
I'm nothing. I have a question for staff. When you did the square footage calculation, did that include the deck, or was that? It did. So I'm guessing if we took that out, there may not need a variance, if that's right, for the square footage.
Right.
Because the deck is open and unenclosed, so that doesn't get calculated as part of the lot coverage. Is that right?
Let me double check that real quick.
Well, I just make sure we have our numbers right for the applicant so she and the board so they understand it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I have a quick question. The proposed storage addition, will it have eating and air in it?
Would have eat-in area?
Heating.
Oh, heating.
Will it be part, will it have heat and air in it?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we would have to add on to, I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you. Any other further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I have enough for, thank you.
If you would have, please have a seat in the front.
Sure.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13098? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13098? There are no further questions from the board or Mr. Sharp. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I just want to, before the board votes, I want to make sure we have the variances needed, because I think there's going to be, if I'm hearing it right, the lot coverage variance we would not need,
well,
but there would be a variance needed for the HVAC.
I think the deck is larger than, it's the 35% states open unenclosed landings and steps shall not be calculated as part of the lot coverage requirement of 35%, since they are required to provide access to the main residential structure, but it also talks about them only being for.
Yeah, I think that was for, like, if it's an open and unclosed landing, like entering the home,
right.
Not in a deck that's going to have sofas and things right. like that that we saw in the picture.
So then it would have to count.
So I think it should be included right. based on what you've read.
Right. And then if the shed remained attached, we'd have a 7.7-foot variance and a 15.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the neighbor's sheds. Because then it would be both of those sheds on lot 5. Where if it's a detached shed, we could circle back to 4.5 from the 10.
I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13098 for Ms. Linda Creed, but with one exception, that the proposed shed slash lean-to would be excluded from the building. For the requested variance, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing, and for the following reasons. The property is unique in its physical conditions. The property has been an ongoing item for the council in the past because of the size and shapes of the lots, and it is unique and has an exceptional practical difficulty because of these conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variances is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant with the exception of this lean-to, and the variance will not alter the characteristics of the neighborhood
nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulations of the issue.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Sorry.
Mr. Lovingoff?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I am voting nay. I believe this property, there's nothing unique about this property. It's the same as many of them in Sierre. I also do believe that this is created by the applicant. That being said, with a vote of 3-1, case number 13098 has been approved.
Approved in part?
In part, given the conditions stated forth by Mr. Lovingoff.
Question. So I know you said that there couldn't be a lean-to. Is it possible to purchase a shed and put it there or no?
Ma'am, we can't give advisory opinions on that. Your best is to call staff in the morning and discuss that, and they can tell you what the setbacks are and what your options would be then.
Oh, you mean Sierra staff?
No, you can call Planning and Zoning Department.
Oh, Norwood, okay.
Norwood, Desire, Roosie, or okay. Other staff. They may be able to assist you with that question.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next case.